Every 5 years, the U.S. Forest Service conducts visitor use surveys. It looks for things like where you're visiting, how many people are with you, how long is your visit, and how many sites you plan to visit. Tim Vetter is the Recreation, Wilderness, and Lands Program Manager on the Shawmigan-Nicolay National Forest. He says the information collected helps shape the future of the forest.
Since we do this every 5 years, you start to develop trends, and you see certain uses growing in popularity, and you see others that might have been more of a historical use, change over time. So it is quite valuable in terms of seeing the trends in visitation and desired uses, and that really drives where we want to focus our resources as well.
The survey will be done randomly at 139 different sites throughout the year. If you happen to visit a site on the day of the survey, you may be asked to participate. A person with the U.S. Forest Service will ask you a series of questions about your visit.
A lot of pre-work went into establishing which sites we wanted to interview people at. It's not necessarily at a developed recreation site. It might be on a road that is leaving a popular area or leading to a popular area on the forest where people hunt or fish. While they're voluntary, we really hope that people engage in these surveys because they do provide very valuable information that really do drive where we want to focus our resources.
Because of COVID, interviewees and survey participants must practice social distance or wear face coverings. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.